So we're coming to the end of the main summer season in Cornwall, and we've seen some good weather, we've seen some not so good weather, but we're going to try and pull this all together for Business Cornwall before the main figures come out, just get an idea of what's been going on in Cornwall with the tourism industry. Now with me is Visit Cornwall's Malcolm Bell. Malcolm, just give me an idea from what you can ascertain, what has been happening in Cornwall's tourist industry this summer?
I think summed up by three words, it's very late booking, I want a deal, and I want to save money.
Okay, so how has that actually affected places like, let's start with hotels. How have hotels been affected by this?
Well, what we had in the first main season is, you could be sitting there on the general manager looking at your reservations on a Monday for the following weekend and staring at 30, 40, maybe even 50% vacancies. And then miraculously, as the week goes on, the bookings come. Now, that might sound okay, but that's a very unusual. We normally expect to be 3-4 weeks out, if not a couple of months out. And it is that sort of thing where I think a lot of people this year, booked their time off work, but not necessarily booked their holidays and kept their options open. The second thing is a lot of people are phoning up wanting the deal. They wanted to save money. Everything's a deal, from famous supermarkets, Marks and Spencers. Everybody's doing deals, and we're not immune to that. And the last element is, I think you're really starting to see the emergence of people going back to having a holiday on a budget, not only for the accommodation, but what they expect to spend when they're out and about. And people are looking to make savings, as they're having to, because of the general state of the economy and consumers' spending ability.
We're staying in Newquay at the Atlantic Reach Resort. We've been there before. Really good value for money.
And is that what you're looking for this year?
I think so. I think everybody is at the moment. And we love this area. And it's really central for everywhere we like to go to.
What sort of things have you been doing?
I'm just mooching about, basically going like Truro, obviously, and then Newquay, Bodmin, all over everywhere. Just going around all the towns and seeing what's about.
What sort of things do you like looking at?
Generally shopping, basically. We just had two nieces earlier on this year, and we're just down here really to treat them and to relax a bit.
What would you say about Cornwall as a destination for children?
It's difficult. We've only had them a short time. We came down with them a few months ago, and it was lovely with the beaches. Lots of things to do if it rains, that sort of thing. But we're still novices at it with children at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Fuel's going up, insurance is going up, everything's going up for a business. So a lot of this thing when you have to give away a bit of a deal is it's really squeezing your margin. The other aspect is very late booking is in staffing rosters. Everybody likes to give customer service, but when you're trying to control your costs, you don't have too many staff when you don't need them. So lots of new sort of operational conundrums and crisis, mini crisis to manage when you're running a hotel, when you get this tremendous late booking phenomenon that will probably now be with us for the next 5 years.
Now, that's the hotels. What about the actual attractions? Have they seen people going through the gates? I suppose it depends on how expensive the attraction is.
Yeah, attractions have held up, quite well. But again, it's a secondary spend. It's more people going in. I mean, people looking for longer dwell time and looking to spend longer in places while actually not spending more and hopefully spending less. So I think a lot more people are picnicking, taking food with them, taking snacks with them, doing all the things you start seeing almost in the cinemas where people are sneaking things in on this sort of push to how can I save a few quid here and there.
So that must be difficult for the industries in Cornwall which rely on that, ice cream, restaurants, all those sort of. Have we had any news through and how that knock-on effect has happened with them?
Not yet, but I think what you'll find is it's going to be each one will feature different aspects. We know the top end is actually holding up well, but I think that's what that's the must-do places to eat when people are on holiday. I think what we're actually going to see across all sectors, from attractions, hotels, holiday parks, camping, is we're going to have to sort of get far better at selling and innovating. Selling to customers, not just expecting them to buy, but also then finding out what works in this new world and what doesn't. So that might mean in middle range restaurants, looking at the menu choice, looking at your yield management, maybe how do you make the same profit with produce that costs less for the consumer, which means changing your menu. It's all those sort of things, I think, with innovation will have to come in this new climate we're operating in.
Have we seen an increase in people going camping?
Yes, we have seen. Overall, camping is still very strong. But what it has been, it's a bit turn on and off with the weather. And I think what's really plagued us, particularly in the latter part of August, or most of August, is you suddenly get these quite monsoon-type conditions. I think most campers are quite happy, you know, to put up with, you know, grey days, bit of rain here and now. But when you suddenly get 3 or 4 days strung together with rain, then what you will see is the cars pack up and they go home, and we lose those 2 or 3 extra days. The holiday parks have held up well. Again, late booking, having to work really hard to get the business, but they're the ones with the indoor facilities and the options. So, you know, it's a variable pattern, but probably the overarching one is customers spending less and wanting everybody to do a deal for them, regardless of how popular the place is.
In the next week or so, we'll get the traffic figures for Cornwall, for the roads into Cornwall. So we should get an idea of how many people visited. So we'll revisit, you know, the summer season, how it's gone with you, Malcolm Bell, in about a week or so's time.